Bucks, Bucks. Read, read, Bucks, Bucks. Read, read, Bucks, Bucks. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
While that was playing, I was singing as loudly as I possibly could, and my greatest fear when I just looked over at Mike Bowen, our engineer, was that he was just going to, you know, for fun, turn the microphone on, and you would hear my horrible singing at the top of my lungs. But he's a friend and didn't do that, and thereby you all survived. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's Book Pick time. Our independent bookseller of the week is one of my dear friends and someone who I just enjoy talking to in this setting and any other one. Susanna Hermans is of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck, and she is here this morning. It's the countdown to Christmas, and she is here to give us some great ideas and just to fill us with book hope for the next couple of weeks and months. And Susanna, I couldn't be more happy to talk to you. How are you?
Oh, hello, Joe. It's so great to hear your voice.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you, but it's very nice to have this conversation, and I thank you so much for all the beautiful and incredible work that you're doing. So let us begin with your list and what you prescribe for all of us during these difficult times.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I brought some really fun stuff with me today. I will preface this by saying if you are shopping in a bookstore in the next couple of days, these may be out of stock. That's okay. Buy them for yourself for January. Buy what is on the shelves, because all of our stores have truly thousands of amazing books available and in stock. So, but the books that I'm going to talk about today, the first one I want to mention, which I think another bookseller might have talked about back in November, but I just read it and I loved it so much. It's called She Come By It Natural, Dolly Parton and the Women Who Lived Her Songs by Sarah Smarsh. Mm. Sarah is an incredible writer. She wrote the memoir Heartland a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And this book actually came about from an article she was asked to write about Dolly Parton. And you know, it was so successful that she decided to expand it into a book. And it is this just absolute gem. It's very short. If you're someone who, I'm not a big biography reader, but I found that this was, like, extremely accessible. It just flew right by. And Dolly Parton is just the coolest person. Everything I learn about her makes me love her more. And she is someone who is, you know, it seems silly to say she's having a moment this year because she's been doing this for so long. But she really is. And I'm so glad that new generations are getting introduced to her and her incredible work. So this is a great way to learn more about the woman who kicked so much butt.
Yeah, I did read this book. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's so much fun, and you learn a lot about her. The other one that I think is brand new, and I'm sure you have it, and if not, you can get it. It's out from Chronicle, which is a book that she put together with her wife and her lyrics.
Yes, it's Dolly Parton's Songteller. It is totally out of stock and back ordered until January at least.
Oh, then I was lucky to get a copy.
If you find a store that has it, grab a copy, because we ran out about last week, and I had a lot of copies. So it's absolutely beautiful. You're right.
Yeah, great, great stuff. Okay. And as you said, you know, get somebody a gift certificate, and then they can get it when it's back in stock. Simple as
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Very, very easy. Okay, next up.
Next up is a comedic memoir, an essay collection from Rachel Bloom. It's called I Want to Be Where the Normal People Are, which, of course, is a pun on the Little Mermaid lyric. Rachel is the creator of the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but even if you aren't familiar with her work, if you are someone who loves comedy, is interested in what it's like to be a woman working in television, Rachel's essays are hysterical. She also talks very openly about her struggles with mental illness and depression and anxiety. And I just thought this was such a great collection. This is, like, also a super great gift to give to, like, any young woman in their 20s, I think, will really connect with Rachel and what she's all about.
Rachel Bloom is the author of I Want to Be Where the Normal People Are. Don't we all? All right. Next
up. So my next one, I don't know if I can actually say the title
on
the radio, but can I spell it?
Yeah, leave out a letter. Go ahead.
Okay. We're going to call it SH blank T, actually.
Yep.
The Definitive 100% Objective Guide to Modern Cinema by Lindy West. Lindy West is one of my personal heroes. She is an incredible writer. You may know her as the author of the memoir Shrill, which has turned into an incredible series on Hulu. But she's just a really smart voice, and she has written what she's calling her favorite book yet, which is a collection of movie reviews. She went back and rewatched all your tentpole American classic movies, Die Hard and Jurassic Park and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and Love Actually, which is what the title is based on. And she reviews them, and I don't think I've laughed harder this year. It is hysterically funny. If you're someone who has seen any of these movies, you will love this book. That's all. It's for everybody. And she really tears them apart, but in a way that is so loving that, you know, it's just, oh, it's a treat.
The name of the book is S, actually, The Definitive 100% Objective Guide to Modern Cinema by Lindy West. We're going to talk about Love Actually and a couple of other, Jeremy Arnold has a book out about Christmas in the movies. And we're going to have him on right after you, and we'll talk about that. So you can, if you have your Christmas bucket list, also very fun to look at. All right, what else?
Okay, so next up in fiction, we have Where the Wild Ladies Are by Ayoka Matsuda, translated by Polly Barton. And I just stumbled across this book. It is a real gem. It is a collection of short stories that are based, they're feminist retellings of classic Japanese folk tales. So these are stories that folks in Japan would very much recognize, but as obviously not someone with a Japanese background, I had never heard them before. But they're set in a contemporary, you know, in our world, and there's a lot of magic going on. There's a lot of ghosts. There's a lot of people living their normal everyday lives, and then something strange happens. It is wonderful, and I'm really excited to have discovered this author.
All right. Where the Wild Ladies Are, and then something strange happened. There you go. All right, next
up. And
then
we're going to shift over to kids' books, though this first book I would absolutely give to an adult as well. It's called This Is Your Time by Ruby Bridges. Many of us know the name Ruby Bridges, but we might not remember why. Ruby was the little girl in New Orleans who was the first black child to integrate in her white elementary school. You would very quickly recognize the Norman Rockwell painting of her walking to school and being escorted by officers with tomatoes being thrown at her. So Ruby is a real woman. She's in her 70s now. She's not that old, but she is for the first time telling her story for children. This is a short, beautifully illustrated gift book that tells her story of what it was like to be that iconic kid, to go to school and to have all the parents pull their children from your classroom because they didn't want you to be with their kids, you know, to be the only child in your class. And had to have your teacher become your best friend. It is absolutely stunning, and it should just be on everybody's bookshelf.
It's beautiful. It is This Is Your Time by Ruby Bridges. All right.
And then a graphic novel. This one actually comes out on January 5th, so it's a little bit of a preview, but pre-order it now. It's called Katie the Cat Sitter by Colleen A.F. Venable, illustrated by Stephanie Yu. I love this book. It is so graphic novel. It's about a girl who can't afford to go to summer camp, but her mom says if you can get a job and save up the money, you can go. So she gets a job as a cat sitter for a woman in her apartment building. Her neighbor has 217 cats, and every single cat has a special power. And maybe they are superheroes. Maybe they're super villains. Let's find out. It is so much fun, and I think this is going to be a massive hit.
Let's find out. Katie the Cat Sitter is out on the 5th of January and gives us something to look forward to in the new year. God knows we can look for something to look forward to. All right. next up.
Okay, last but not least, a book for your teen readers. It's called The Cousins by Karen McManus. Karen is one of my favorite writers. I don't often let myself read multiple books by the same author because I want to read really broadly and know a little bit about a lot of things. But I will always read Karen McManus's new books because they're so good. She is like the, she's kind of like the Agatha Christie for teens. And this new book, The Cousins, is so creepy and wonderful and mysterious. It's about three cousins who come from a very wealthy family, but there's a lot of mysteries surrounding it. And they've been invited by the grandmother they've never even met to come and work at her resort for the summer. And, of course, stuff goes down. And it's just twisty and turny and dark and delicious.
Great stuff. The Cousins by Karen McManus. That sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, so we have a few minutes left here, so let us talk about what else is going on at the store, what you've got for events coming up in the new year, how much shopping time do we have, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. So I will first say I am so excited for our January virtual event calendar, including our dear friend Simon Winchester. His event is an exclusive event, so a purchase of the signed copy of the book and we'll get you into that event. The rest of our events don't require a purchase. I will mention just one specifically because we just confirmed it and I am over the moon excited. On January 21st, we're having Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar for their killer book, You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey, Crazy Stories About Racism. Amber is, of course, a writer on The Seth Meyers Show. She now has her own Peacock talk show. She is a gem, and she was the voice that Seth put forward during the protest during the summer to talk about what it's like to be a black woman in America. And her new book is just that. It's crazy stories about her sister and what has happened to her sister over the course of her life, just living her life as a black woman.
Talking to both Sarah and I, Sarah LaDuke and I are very excited about this event that's coming up. And I have to say, and about this book, Amber Ruffin is just a force of nature. And if you haven't seen the show yet on Peacock, you really need to, because it's just fantastic, not to mention her work on Seth Meyers. Before she was the breakout that she became, I had a dear family member who was working as a page at NBC and said, would you like to come on? And there's a young woman who's working for Seth Meyers and she'll give the tour. And it was Amber Ruffin who gave me the tour of NBC. And I have never laughed so hard in my entire life. It was hilarious. And I only wish I had that on some sort of tape. Sort of recording. But she is just a force and is amazing. And I very much look forward to the book. I will also mention that it was weird, but as about 4 seconds before you mentioned, I got an email from our good friend Simon Winchester, who will be on our program to promote your event. So we look forward to talking to Simon, who is, as we know, just also a force of nature. And,
he is. He's a total
great
gem.
Guy. Yeah, and a great WMC-er. So we look forward to that. Okay, what else?
What else? Oh, the only other thing I wanted to mention was private shopping. So we offer private shopping appointments outside of our normal operating hours. They cost $100, but it's entirely store credit. So you essentially apply that $100 toward what you buy in the store during your visit. And if you don't spend it all, you get to keep it as credit. I think this is a really great gift, actually. Give your loved ones a $100 shopping spree. They'll have the store to themselves. And it's awesome. We've been doing them, for the past few weeks, pretty much every day, and people love them. They have a lot of fun. We have a great time just talking to folks and helping them shop and having the time to really give them personal service, which we try to do always, but it's a little harder these days. Or we just leave them alone. If people just want to shop, we'll happily just let them do that. So we're booked up through Christmas at this point, but we will offer them again in January. So we're going to keep offering them. So give your loved one a day trip to Millerton or Rhinebeck and a private $100 shopping spree, right? That sounds pretty good.
Well, I'm telling you, for $100, I'd pay just $100 just to sit around and talk to you all at the bookstore. That would be fun. Like, that's good. That's money in the bank right there. But if you can go and have the store to yourself, that's pretty fun, too. That's a very, very good idea. Very enterprising of you.
Book it right on our website on the homepage, oblongbooks.com. You'll see a big button that just says private shopping.
Well, know that I am that you are one of my favorite people. I send holiday love and greetings to you, your new husband. Is this your first Christmas married together?
Technically, yes. Yes.
Technically,
it is. Isn't that sweet? 2020 gave us one good thing.
Yeah. Well, it was a very good thing. A very good thing. And give my love to your family and to all the folks at the bookstore. We look forward to happier times, and we'll get down there and see what kind of trouble we can get into. But, Susanna, thank you so much. Have a beautiful holiday season, and take care of yourself.
Thank you, Joe. You too, and love to everyone there at the station.
Be well. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.